you won as we launch here into the second hour of the program. Toll-free number, 855-453. It's the SACL CAI toll-free line. 1-855-450-3733. You can join us on our website over at freetalklive.com. Give you the features on the site completely free. So enjoy those on us. And once again, freetalklive.com, can control the content of the site, submit things to it, vote on those that are already there, vote up, vote down, however you feel. You can go to freetalklive.com and get interactive. Joining you in the studio tonight, it's Ian.
And Mark.
All right, so we will get to this Bible story, Mark. You've got this thing about the original Bible. I guess somebody's claiming there's
more of the Torah is probably the most accurate.
Yeah. Bunch of mistakes in there. But first, I want to continue the discussion about what's going on with Roger Payen. He is from Newport, Vermont, and as you might have heard in the news last week...
What port is in Vermont?
The new one, Newport. He ran over seven police cruisers with what they describe here as a monster tractor. And these things are absolutely damaged beyond any hope of repair, at least. I'm no car expert. Sure as hell looks that way. He crushed them real good. And they've now charged him with 14 different criminal charges. He has pled not guilty to all of them as of Tuesday. His attorney is going to be helping him out here. They're collecting money to assist him with his legal funds. And money has been coming in from all around the country, maybe even around the world. This guy's definitely attracted a lot of attention. And according to his attorney, he says that I don't think there's any evidence to show that Roger intended to hurt anyone. He began to back up toward them as they sat in their cruisers, so they started to back up as they were in fear that Roger was going to drive the tractor right over them, according to the county prosecutor. But Payen's lawyer told the judge the state didn't have enough evidence to meet the standard for attempted aggravated assault with a deadly weapon. He also argued that Payen's seven counts of unlawful mischief, one for each cruiser destroyed, should be reduced to one count. He said you can't charge someone with separate counts if there was only one crime committed.
Yep.
It's a violation of double jeopardy. We tried to get the sheriff's department on the phone Tuesday, this is WCAX, on Tuesday to respond to the harassment allegations.
They don't respond.
They were unavailable for comment. On Friday, Sheriff Kirk Martin would not say whether Payen was out for revenge. The judge made no ruling on the disputed charges on Tuesday. His decision should come with a few days. Payen is being held for lack of $50,000 bail. Tractor incident took out more than half the fleet of the Orleans County Sheriff's Department. The crushed cars were shipped to Albany, New York to be sold at auction for spare parts. In the meantime, the sheriffs are borrowing cruisers from other counties, and Essex is helping them out with their daily transports. The damage is surpassing $250,000, and there's no timeline yet as to when new cruisers will be ready. But what's clear is that replacing the cars will ultimately fall on the taxpayers. And for that, from that perspective... That's really the only perspective I think that is valid here to oppose what he did, in that his actions inevitably will come from the pockets, or the cost of his actions will come from the pockets of the taxpayers. The sheriff's department doesn't have to, you know, shoulder any of this.
Nope.
They'll just take more money from people. And that's why, ultimately, I don't think this is very effective, you know, this particular form of protest, if you will. But on the other hand, maybe you could argue that it's incredibly effective in that he's gotten international press. He's made big-time headlines.
There's a lot of people that are celebrating his actions.
Right.
I mean, I'm not going to do that here, but I can. I feel you.
Yeah, I feel him, too. I don't blame him. I understand the anger. I understand the frustration. I understand wanting to lash out. And he did it in a way that no human beings were harmed, so I can't find fault with, you know, his method in this particular case.
Well, the human beings are harmed because the government's going to come out and demand more money for more sheriff's cars.
That's true.
Here in New England.
But that's not his fault.
Well, it is, and it isn't, right?
It's not your fault that there's a criminal gang in town that is assaulting and threatening people on a regular basis.
It's your fault when you know what the reasonable outcome of your actions are. And that's the reasonable outcome.
I don't think it's your fault ever when the reaction of a criminal gang to having some of their tools of criminality destroyed by someone is to continue the same thing they've always done. I mean, they're not doing anything different. They've always been pillaging people in the town of Newport, just as they do in your town.
Mm-hmm.
So nothing significantly different is being done, and except for the fact that maybe they're going to have to increase their budget next year. And I don't know how they go about doing that. Don't they have to ask the county commission in order to do that first? Don't they have to go and pull some sort of political strings in order to get a higher budget? They can't just...
Not from the county... The sheriff's office.
Sheriff's department?
I think that the county is going to, you know, yeah, the county is going to submit a budget, and that's what's going to get done. Sorry.
855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. And are the sheriffs going to stop arresting people for pot? No. Probably not.
No time soon.
If they did, that'd be great. And ultimately, like, if you could by running over a bunch of sheriff's cruisers, get them to stop arresting peaceful people for having cannabis,
sure,
and the taxpayers had to pay
$300. Then we could talk about it, it's not going
to
be effective.
Right, but that's what I'm saying. If the taxpayers had to pay $300,000 in order to get the sheriffs to stop arresting people for peaceful things, that would be well worth it, because then they wouldn't be paying to put all those people in prison cells for however long and however much cost per prisoner, which is, you know, not a small amount of money.
Sure.
So if it ended up emptying out the prison from all the violent people that non-violent people that are in there.
Violent people belong in the prison.
Then the money might be worth it. Like the local jail here, you could clear out 50 to 75% of the people that are sitting in there.
80% of most jails.
Easy. And leave only the dangerous people in there, cut the rest of them out, cut the staff down to a fourth of what it currently is, cut the cost, the operating costs of the prison down to
by
half.
Lights, turn off the air conditioner, stop feeding 80% of the jail. Imagine what the savings
would
be.
Let them go. Let them get back into the economy. Let them get jobs again.
They don't need to build all these new jails that are going up all over the country. They can stick them in the same old jails that they had been in for 100 years. I mean, I don't frankly care when it comes down to, you know, violent people that are a flight risk and you know, the very few people. I still think that and oftentimes they push this flight risk thing, but...
So there you go. If that's what it took, if all you had to do was just crush some cop cars to make the aggression against peaceful people stop, then I would fully support it. But it's not ultimately going to do anything. It's going to make some news. At least he wasn't, you know, a crazy man with a gun like the
Man with a tractor.
The killdozer guy who had taken a tractor or whatever and built a tank around it basically, and then proceeded to destroy the town, and, you know, was armed.
And then got finally caught on one, like a median.
Yeah, he ran up over the median and got stuck.
And then somebody ran up and then shot him through one of the little...
He actually iced himself.
Oh, did he?
Yeah.
But what was the one, there was somebody who got an actual tank, was driving it around with like a...
Oh, the guy with
backwards.
The tank, yeah.
And then a cop jumps on top of that and shoots off into it, and then the bullet bounces around in there and turns him into Swiss cheese.
I remember that story. I don't remember where it happened, though.
I think that was in California, if I remember correctly. But
so, our toll-free number here tonight is 855-453. Do you think that this was violent? Is it violent to roll over a bunch of cop cars with a tractor?
And cost all the taxpayers the cost of 9 cop cars?
Can Roger Payan bear the blame for that, for the what the government is going to inevitably do?
What do you think his punishment should be? Let me ask you this.
I don't think he's done anything that's ultimately wrong. I mean, he hasn't. The property that he destroyed was no one's. The property that he destroyed was the property of a criminal gang.
Everybody's, right? I mean, you know, like the property.
No one's and everyone's at the same time. I mean, the claim is that the government is the property owner of those things. But the government isn't a real thing. It's just an idea. It's the human beings that are working for the government don't own those things. They don't claim to own them. The city of Newport or town of Newport or the sheriff's department of X County is the one that's going to claim to own that stuff. And all of those organizations are funded through coercion. They're funded through stealing and threatening people with violence. So therefore, just as any criminal who's on the streets stealing money from people doesn't own the things that he buys with that money, in the same way, the police department doesn't legitimately own these cop cars. Turn them to scrap metal, as far as I'm concerned.
I think that he broke them. He buys them. He needs to, you know, the town needs to be...
Oh, if he buys them, then he gets to take them home with him, right? Because then they're his.
The junk is his, as far as I'm concerned, but he needs to recompense the town for the cost of whatever it is that he destroyed.
The town doesn't exist. It's just an idea.
Yeah, but it is an idea.
They're a criminal gang. Why would you say a criminal gang?
It's a real criminal gang,
right? They're a criminal gang. Why would you say that a criminal gang is owed anything?
Because the people of that town...
You destroy the vehicles of a bunch of aggressive people, and you're saying the aggressors deserve payback? No, sir. 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. But what do you think? 1-855-450-3733. I don't support necessarily what he did, but I'm hard-pressed to find something wrong with it. It's Free Talk Live.
May I have your attention, please? If you're trying to lose weight, we need your help. We're Final Trim, and we have too much product and too few participants in our nationwide risk-free trial. If you need to lose 30 pounds or more and would like to participate, call now. 1-800-905-5945. Final Trim is an amazing proven breakthrough in weight loss. A once-daily capsule that can help you lose weight in days. It's also one of the healthiest ways to lose weight because each capsule contains natural ingredients. So you'll be able to lose the max amount of weight, allowing you to shed pounds in days with just one capsule a day. Be among the first to call for your risk-free trial. Again, we have too many risk-free trials and too few participants. If you would like to lose 30 pounds or more by taking just one all-natural capsule a day, call now to participate in this nationwide risk-free trial. 1-800-905-5945. 1-800-905-5945. That number again is 1-800-905-5945.
Hi, Jason Lewis here. Anybody who's been listening to my program knows how shaky the U.S. economy is right now. Will we have a V-shaped recovery, or will it be a W-shaped one where the nation slips back into recession? Of course, if you think that Washington can spend or inflate its way out of a downturn, you've got nothing to worry about. But as you know, I have my doubts. So let me tell you about gold. Now, as my friend Ted Anderson from Midas Resources likes to say, gold, like all commodity markets, fluctuates in price, and you could lose money. But it has never been worth zero. Give it some thought, and if you're interested in converting your IRA to gold or would like to actually have it in your possession, call Midas Resources today at 1-800-686-2237. The U.S. dollar was once backed by gold, but has since lost 90% of its value. And if things don't change, I'm afraid the trend will continue. Call Midas Resources today at 1-800-686-2237 for gold and tell them Jason Lewis sent you.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free. Contains all natural and certified organic ingredients. Contains no preservatives or animal products. Supports a healthy digestive and immune system. Supports weight loss. Improves the absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Dial in at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. Toll free number tonight for you, 855-450-FREE. The single CAI toll free line, 1-855-450-3733. And you can join us on our website over at freetalklive.com. Enjoy the features we have for you there, including the mobile site. For those of you with smartphones, you can visit m.freetalklive.com. Quick access available there to our live streams, broadband, midband, and narrowband versions of the show. Are all there for you, and they're all free. Go to m.freetalklive.com. That's m.freetalklive.com on your smartphone.
If you're thinking about starting a business, here's a word to the wise. You can incorporate at LegalZoom.com. Incorporation can help protect you against frivolous lawsuits that could wipe you out. LegalZoom.com is fast and easy. They do all kinds of legal documents there, all kinds of things to protect your family and your business, whether it's patents or wills or trademarks, LLCs, living trusts. You can get them at LegalZoom.com. It's not a law firm, but you know, they're created by attorneys. Fortune Magazine calls LegalZoom.com blessedly simple. I made a will over at LegalZoom.com. It's fast and easy. If you have a family, you need one. Use coupon code FTL. Save $10 on your order at LegalZoom.com. Again, coupon code FTL, LegalZoom.com.
All right, so we're going to go to your phone calls here. Also, I want to share a couple of responses from Facebook. And we've been tweeting and Facebooking, and a question mark that you had asked a moment ago was, is running over police cars with a tractor violence? According to Mike Cole, he says, no, it's free speech. Dustin Hansen says, yes, in some way it's justifiable because it's retaliation against aggression. It may be misdirected, though, but how could you direct it properly? Still effing badass. And then they link to a webpage on Facebook.
There are a lot of people that support this.
Webpage,
no doubt.
On Facebook called Roger Payan the Magnificent. And if you go to this page, there are now over 2,245 likes for Roger Payan on Facebook. A lot of
kind of small, actually. I would have expected more.
A lot of people are, you know, supporting him. They're sending money over to him. Dan Hanner says, no, it's an assertive form of expression. 855-450-FREE. You're welcome to register your thoughts. Is it ever appropriate to do what Roger Payan did? I mean, should people be happy with him because he didn't actually hurt anybody? Is that why we should be, you know, pleased with his actions at the same time?
I am pleased that he didn't hurt anybody.
Other
and
people.
At this point, as far as I'm concerned, it only enters into the world of the philosophical. I mean, I'm not going to get all bent out of shape about it because he didn't hurt anyone. But I do think that when it comes down to it, it's pretty clear that most people in the town of Newport, Vermont, probably believe to themselves that they need police. Those police need cars to do their job.
Yeah.
So therefore, destroying those people's cars that they're going to give to those police means that those police need those cars to be replaced. And so therefore, he just essentially cost them that. I understand his frustration. I understand that the police officers today, sadly, you know, we're over-policed. And, you know, I mean, to some extent, that burden falls upon the police themselves. Maybe it falls upon the people to some extent, the politicians to some extent, but it falls upon the police also to some extent. So I don't know what the answers are, but, yeah, these people are going to have to pay. I mean, he should pay to replace these cars.
Let's continue here. I don't agree with that, but let's continue. Mass is with us in Hawaii. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Mass.
Yeah, this is Max in Maui, and I'm from New York, originally 50 years in Manhattan. And what bothers me is these big municipalities, they have insurance contracts that protect them in these cases. So it's
good
not
point.
Like you're going to wipe. You're not going to wipe out the whole town budget because they've got all their liaisons and crookedness. They can afford the insurance.
Yeah, I'm glad you brought that point up. That's absolutely true. Police departments are insured, and so that could be a factor. Although if these things keep happening to the department, they'll lose their insurance.
You got that right, too. I'm just saying I wouldn't cry over one little thing that that happened there. And it's luckily there's no innocent people in the police cars. The good people, of course.
Well, you know, to some extent, this is going to drive up insurance rates for everybody, and therefore,
why would it do that?
Because that's how insurance companies work. They do.
Well,
they spread.
The insurance companies need a certain amount of losses so they can have an excuse to jack up the rate.
Well, what makes you think that you're buying insurance from the same company the police are? I mean, this is a specialized kind of insurance that they're buying.
Okay, because police departments buy insurance, and most people pay money to police departments. So, therefore, all police departments need this kind of insurance, and therefore, it costs everybody.
I get what you're saying there, Mark, but as I think Mass is pointing out here, the amount that they have to pay out will not be as large because of the insurance policy.
I'm not saying that, you know, it's not going to be a huge hit that's going to wipe them out or anything like that.
Right. Oh, the point I'm trying to make is that everybody across the nation, Max brings a great point to the table. This didn't cost the people of Newport, Vermont this costs the people of the nation, because the insurance company is going to say, well, look, we this is what we do. We spread costs of bad things over a bunch of people, making it so that it's less likely that you'll have to bear the burden. So, I mean, everybody's rates are going to go up a little bit.
No doubt about that in the principle.
Matt, thanks for the call tonight. Anything else you want to share?
Oh, that's about it. You're doing a good job over there.
Appreciate hearing from you, sir. Thank you, Matt. Enjoy the weather out in Hawaii. 855-450-FREE. Robert, listening in Wilmington to the Big Talker FM. Hey, Robert.
Hey, how's it going?
Hey, what's on your mind tonight?
One test based on the drug issue in prison and that. Not only marijuana, but drugs in general. I mean, being addicted to a drug should not be illegal.
I agree.
Stupid, yes, but what they need is help. You know, I mean, that's the answer, or not help, whatever. I mean, but it's just more cost-effective in general.
Absolutely, but you can't help somebody that doesn't want to get the help, forcing people into...
If that's where you want to go with your life, that's where you go. Don't ask me for nothing.
Right.
And unless you commit a crime, taking something from it, then, that's your business. If you want to be a bum, whatever, that's your business. And two, my father's actually in prison. He's serving life without parole, and he started a program out there in California, and he's educating people. And I'm not talking about just getting them a high school diploma. I'm talking about getting, bachelor's and stuff. I mean, he's educating people, and he's handling it. He's not letting the state take control of it. He's actually handling it himself. And his return rate on general population in California is 75%. Going to the system, you come out, 75% chance you're going back in the system. If you go through his system, it's 25%.
It's pretty good.
It costs the state nothing. Yeah. And
what is his system called? Is there a name for it?
People do,
Is there a name for it? What he calls it?
National Geographic did a thing on. It's called Inmate U.
It's called what?
Inmate U.
Inmate U.
University. Yeah. He's in
Inmate U. Gotcha. Inmate University.
Yeah, Inmate U. The letter.
Cool, man. And hey, thanks for sharing that, Robert. I appreciate the call, and I think you're absolutely right about the war on drugs. It's insane. It needs to end. And unfortunately, a lot of these governmental people think that, if we decriminalize drugs, we can just force everyone into treatment if they get caught with them. And that's not a good solution either. That's just a money-making scheme for the treatment centers that are politically connected. You can't force a drug addict into treatment. They have to be ready to make that step on their own. It's Free Talk Live.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light Systems system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey light, the Berkey guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Alex Jones here with a great way to beat the blackouts, get off the grid, and generate your own supply of electrical power. Folks, with what's been going on in this country, I don't have to tell you about the power grid and just how vulnerable it is. That's in the mainstream news every day. Millions of people have lost their power in the last few weeks because of dangerous storms and killer heat that's pushing the grid beyond its capacity. I've always said that every family needs to be ready for blackouts. And if you don't have a backup system in place, I've got a great opportunity for you. Right now, our good friends at Solutions from Science are offering huge savings on their best-selling Power Hub unit. In fact, I think it's the best deal I've ever seen them make. It's literally thousands of dollars in savings. Remember, these backup systems don't need gas because they're solar-powered. That means there's no dangerous fumes and no noise. InfoWars listeners can get all the details at beattheblackouts.com. That's beattheblackouts.com.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in now, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. Dial in toll free. Bring up anything you want. 855-450-FREE. It's the SACL CAI toll free line. 1-855-450-3733. Join us on our website at freetalklive.com. Enjoy the features we are giving to you there. The whole site, free for you over at freetalklive.com. Enjoy it. With you in the studio tonight, it's Ian.
And Mark.
And the toll-free number is brought to you by SACL CAI.
SACL CAI is a company that handles accounts receivable. If you've got a company and you're sick and tired of dealing with accounts receivable because you got into business to do whatever it is that you got into business to do, SACL CAI can handle your accounts receivable for you. See their banner at freetalklive.com. It's the top one on the right-hand side of the page. SACL CAI.
SACL CAI. Great company. Been behind this show for a long time. So, once again, that number brought to you by SACL CAI is 855-450-FREE. Of course, you can bring up absolutely anything you want, whether it's a comment on Roger Payan, the man who is currently facing who knows how many years in jail. They're looking at 14 different counts, probably misdemeanors and that sort of thing at the very least. So he may be looking at a decade in jail for running over several police cruisers with a tractor, what they describe as a monster tractor. Why? Well, because the police have harassed him for a long time, according to friends. They just won't leave him alone. And this tends to be how a lot of police behave, is they'll behave as you know, kind of typical bullies. And in a lot of cases, some cops were bullies, and in other cases, the cops were bullied when they were in school, and now they get to reverse roles and become the bullies themselves.
Some do, some don't, some sort of natural protectors.
But a lot of the time when, now and then there's some good ones out there, but a lot of the time the police will continue to pick on victims that they've hit before because, like
they've
a
decided,
bully.
They've decided they're bad people.
Maybe they've decided they're bad people, or maybe they just know that they're going to roll over and pay up. Maybe they know that they're a good victim.
because if you are an easy mark, if you're somebody who is likely to pay the fines, even if you're getting on the payment plan, because a lot of poor people can't just afford it. You know, you get caught with some pot, you get hit with a $400-some fine. Up here, I think it's a $420 fine, ironically enough. You get hit with a fine.
It's not ironic. They made it that way.
Yeah. You get hit with one of those fines. Most people who are going into district court can't afford to just cut into the bank account and cut a check for that much money. So they get on the payment plan where they're making payments on that amount. And then, of course, they're paying a finance fee on top of that for the payment plan. So the court's raking in money every single month from these people. And when they run out of that...
it's like Rent-A-Center. It's only you're not renting anything.
Right. Well, you're renting your freedom, I guess, in that case. Yeah. Because if you didn't pay the fine... At least here in New Hampshire, I don't know how it is in Vermont or in other places, but if you don't pay the fine, they'll put you in jail for $50 a day off the fine.
Sure will.
And then you'll work it off, because they're going to put you on a work crew where you're going to be out shoveling S at the local fairgrounds or mowing the side of a mountain or something like that.
Yep, that's what they're going to do.
You will essentially be a slave for the county. And so, you know, once you run out, you know, once you've paid your $400 fine off, well, then you're all set for another one. Time they pull you over again and charge you with some other violation of some sort, you know, come up with something, because they can always come up with something. Even if they can't find you with a joint or an open container or something like that, they can always hit you with, you know, whatever, the license plate light is out or brake lights out or, you know, you name it. There's something that they can get you for, and so they'll just hit you with another one, send you back to court, get you another guilty finding, get you another $100 fine. That's what it's all about. It's not about protecting anyone. Because if it actually were about protecting people, then people would love the police. They would just adore the police. They would. I mean, obviously, there are a lot of people that worship the cops now. But
the criminals would not like the police if the police were out, you know, just stopping the few criminals that were out there. They'd still hate them. But the problem is the government has turned so many people into criminals. And, sadly, the police, who are supposed to protect us against enemies foreign and domestic, are working in collusion because they understand that they wouldn't have a job if it wasn't for all the illegal things that were out there. So, you know, you have people who have smoked marijuana or are working with people who've smoked marijuana on the police force, arresting people for smoking marijuana.
For sure.
And then saying that marijuana should not be, that there shouldn't be even any change to it. Because what they'll say to you when you're talking about marijuana, this is what this peon was arrested for, by the way. Is when the police will say, oh, well, you know, you're going to have to change that with the legislature. But then when you try to change it with the legislature...
The cops come out.
The cops come out in force. Oh, my God, this is terrible. Well, I'll tell you what, the marijuana laws do nothing to protect the average individual. They don't do anything. They protect bureaucrats' jobs.
And no cops will come out to testify in favor of decriminalization, even if they personally believe in it, because they're afraid of retaliation on the part of the police
chiefs. For very good reason. There's all kinds of evidence.
Yep. Let's go to Devin. He's listening also to the Big Talker in Wilmington, North Carolina. Hey, Devin, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, how you doing?
Just great. What's on your mind?
A little bit off subject from your...
No, it's all right. Free Talk Live, man. You can call about anything. Go ahead.
a little bit off subject, like I said, but I want to hear your guys' opinion is of this World Bank and the UN being like the world government. I hear a lot of people talking about it, and, you know, haven't done too much research on my own, but, you know, it maybe sounds like a little bit of a crazy conspiracy theory, but, you know, with this whole Obama administration trying to backdoor the Second Amendment, I just want to know what your guys' opinion of this world government and New World Order, so to speak.
Terrible idea.
Well, yeah, I'd say that you know, when you look at the two political parties among the duopoly in Washington D.C., that they take certain sides of the fence, and the side of the fence, the UN side of the fence, tends to be the Democrats. And you know, I think that the Republicans...
Really, did George Bush leave the UN when he was
not
in office? Have the Republicans voted to exit the UN?
Nope.
Okay, so then you know they both support the UN.
Right. One pays larger lip service than the other.
Gotcha.
And I think that, you know, the Democrats probably want a little more of this sort of world control thing. You know, the UN doesn't have any elected officials, so I think that it would be really weird. But they're trying to create this homogeny, these laws that can be used in all kinds of municipalities and states and governments. And, you know, as far as I'm concerned, homogeny doesn't work for people.
Well, it's also centralization. And, you know, you look at centralization and how it fails time and time again. You try to Look at big companies, for instance. You know, the Clear Channels of the world and these humongous corporations become less efficient as they become larger and more centrally controlled. It's better to have...
They may be efficient in some ways. They're less nimble.
Okay, whatever. I know that working for big corporations can be really frustrating in a lot of ways because they're very inefficient in a lot of ways on the inside of their operations. And that's because, you know, the control is coming down from some central board or, in the case of government, some central bureaucracy. So we know that Washington, D.C. is a major failure of centralization. You know the Soviet Union was a major failure of centralization. And so the idea that taking all the world's governments and then centralizing the control over them into one place would inevitably be a terrible, you know, be a horrible failure, and it's just a terrible idea all around. The best solution is decentralization, is secession, to have more choices for people, to have more options out there in the marketplace of countries in which to live. The original idea behind the United States was that it was supposed to be this kind of federalism concept where there would be, you know, different states doing different things, trying out new ideas.
Crucibles of democracy.
Right, and kind of giving people the opportunity to move back and forth between them and sort of vote with their feet. And it didn't end up working that way because of centralization of power.
Tends to grow and centralize.
Right, which is what happened with Washington, D.C. So you take the principle against centralization and you apply it, and nobody who supports decentralized efforts could possibly support the U.N. So definitely against it here.
All right.
So there you go. You can bring up anything here on Free Talk Live. You don't have to. If you call into the show, you don't have to apologize for changing the topic. We like that. We like it when people call in with stuff that we weren't expecting to talk about. Obviously, we come to the table with stuff on our plate, but it's always interesting to open the phones up and see what comes in. So, Devin, anything else you want to share about your thoughts on the UN?
Well, I agree with what you guys said. I think it's a horrible idea. I mean, if you can't get it right with one country, why do you think a bunch of them could come together as one and make it work?
The whole idea of representative government is ridiculous in the first place because these representatives, they call themselves that, they can't represent you because you and I and Mark, we don't all agree on everything. So how could another human being possibly claim to represent any of us, let alone more than one of us, when that other human being has his own interests in mind? And I thank you for the call, Devin. Of course, there's also the World Bank question as well. Let's talk a little bit more about world currencies in a moment. It's Free Talk Live.
Hi, I'm Roger Schlesinger, the Mortgage Minute Guy. I'm a mortgage lender throughout all 50 states in this great country of ours. The majority of people in the United States love the 30-year fix. We're the only country that actually has a 30-year fix. And you pay a very big price to get a low monthly payment. If you were to refinance into a $350,000 30-year fix in the low threes, it would take you 7 years to pay it down from $350,000 to $300,000. If instead you refinance into a 15-year fix in the high twos, it would only take you 2.5 years to pay it down, and in 7 years, you would pay all the way down from $350,000 to $200,000. You can't afford this kind of treatment. You must get into a better loan, and we'll show you how. Call us at 866-288-0088, 866-288-0088, or go to MortgageMinuteGuy.com. Until next time, I'm Roger Schlesinger, the Mortgage Minute Guy.
Wild rocker Russ Ames unleashes his brand new album, Rock Dog Revolution, 14 mega tracks from the sharp edge blade to the toughest nails, new world.
New world where we are, not the old, only baby.
Rock Dog Revolution also includes a cover of Fleetwood Mac's Dreams. Revolution by Russ Ames. Out now on iTunes. CDs available from CDBaby.com.
I'm holding back in time.
It's time to set your dog free and get your copy now.
now at DeseretFoodStore.com. Sign up for a one-month supply of delicious food for only $99 with free shipping. That's right, only $99. Gourmet restaurant-style meals with a 30-year shelf life. Packaged in heavy-duty Mylar bags for easy transport and freshness. Meals like stroganoff, lasagna, teriyaki, five-bean chili, granola pancakes, and much more. Visit DeseretFoodStore.com. Spelled D-E-S-E-R-E-T, foodstore.com. Or call 801-444-1444. Food for now, food for life.
In a coming-apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, shipyards, towline, or boating. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive 100 feet of 550 paracord free with purchase. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed-saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American-owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything you want. 855-450-FREE. The SACL CAI toll-free line. Join us on our website over at freetalklive.com. We give you all the features. They are completely free. Again, freetalklive.com. Hey, if you like the show and you want to help support Free Talk Live, head on over to freetalklive.com and you can throw some bitcoins in the Bitcoin tip jar. Go to bitcoin.freetalklive.com. That'll take you to the place where you can get the Bitcoin address that you'll need to add some bitcoins to the tip jar. That's, again, bitcoin.freetalklive.com. And also on the bitcoin.freetalklive.com page are links to other useful sites that'll give you more information about Bitcoin. And we'll come back around to Bitcoin in a little bit here because we're going to talk about the World Bank. We had a gentleman call in a moment ago who had asked a question regarding the UN / the World Bank, and how do we feel about that? Because, well, we're brand new on the air down in Wilmington, North Carolina, on the Big Talker FM down there, and a lot of people haven't heard the message that the principled, consistent liberty message ever on the radio before, because they had Mark Levin on prior to this show, and
he wrote a book called Liberty and Tyranny.
Yeah, he says the word liberty, but that doesn't mean he has any real idea what he's talking about. And so let's talk about the World Bank and the idea, at least the idea of that there should be some sort of a World Bank, that there should be a global currency, because there are certainly people in
a lot of times what this World Bank will do will go in and bail out some failing state, and then essentially take it over as sort of a franchise, as a puppet state.
For the UN, essentially?
Yeah, for their interests, whatever their interests might be. I mean, it's certainly involved in this whole thing.
What is the connection between the World Bank and the UN?
I couldn't tell you precisely what the connection is. I believe the World Bank is largely underwritten by the Federal Reserve and the banks thereof. But it's hard to know these things. It took me a long time just to find out what the member banks were of the Federal Reserve.
Right.
It's not like they put this information out on Front Street for you to find out. The Federal Reserve, although it sounds like a government agency, isn't a government agency. It's an organization of very powerful banks, Goldman Sachs, Bank of America.
So the Federal Reserve, bad idea. Let's start, before we talk about the World Bank, let's talk about the other banks around the world, the other centrally controlled, they're called central banks.
Right. So, a central bank is a organization that essentially issues the currency in a given state.
Right. So, and
the
sometimes
state by state, I mean government.
Sometimes they're state run. Sometimes they're quasi private. They claim to be privately operated, but they're still inherently tied in with the state because they're the only company essentially that prints the money for the operations of the state. And so let's look at the Federal Reserve and see why it's such a bad idea, and then people should understand why the World Bank is an even worse idea. Because what you have right now is the Federal Reserve and these other central banks around the globe that are manufacturing what they call fiat currency. And it's worth something because we say it is basically, what a fiat currency is.
A fiat means it's a dictate from a decree.
Yeah.
And, therefore, they say it's worth something, and it is. And the way that the United States currency basically went about being, people from the U.S. being tricked in this way is, first they had, dollars that were backed by silver. You could exchange a greenback for a certain amount of silver, and there you were. You had some silver. And as a matter
that's
of fact,
real
money. They had silver in silver dollars. It was a dollar's worth of silver. But slowly they changed this. They take the dollar backing, the silver backing away in drips and drabs until I think it was the 1970 under Nixon. Might have been 69, might have been 71, I'm not sure exactly. But right about then, they cut the last cord. And that's when inflation really took off. Essentially, prices didn't change much from 1913, when the Federal Reserve was instituted, to 1970. Things were pretty flat. But then, once they cut that last cord,
well, they essentially, what they call, debased the currency. There
right.
was no more base of value.
They no longer
value.
Had a base.
Right, there's no base of value to which it was tied. The value at that point became only what the market, sort of decided that it was worth. And as the more and more currency is added into the market adjusts accordingly, because then you have you've got the same amount of goods in the market being chased by larger and larger pool of money. And that's, by definition, inflation. Inflation isn't what they teach you in government school, where they'll tell you, it's a rise in prices. No. Inflation is the rise in prices is a symptom of inflation.
Inflation
itself is the increase in the money supply.
Inflation is counterfeiting done by the one organization that it's legal by. I mean, why does the government not want counterfeit currency? Ask yourself that question.
Because it's inflating their money supply without their permission, basically.
They get the value in whatever way they get it. They get the value for creating the currency, and they don't want you to.
They get the value, and the first in line companies also get some of it as well. So when the Federal Reserve prints up all this money, the people that are first to receive it, whether it's the banks or, in some cases, politically connected contractors like KBR, Halliburton, these people, they get the value out of that money because they're getting the first siphoned off amount. Essentially, whenever they print out that money or increase, the numbers in a computer somewhere, they're increasing the money supply, thereby destroying the value in your wallet, whereas the people
right.
that receive that first printed money, hey, it's a windfall of cash for them.
Right. So imagine that you lived in a little bubble with a few other people and there were only $100. If you could counterfeit another $100, then you added it to the marketplace. A, you would benefit from having that extra free $100. But B, you can see how the currency would be debased. There were $100 and everybody did all their exchanges in that. And now there are $200. So now
and eventually the market would figure it out and the coconuts would go up from $1 to $2.
That's right.
So there you go. That's a little bit of an explanation of some of the aspects of the Federal Reserve system. And so now take that fiat currency system and look at how screwed up it is and how it just messes with the market signals that are going on in this country.
Well, it also creates two classes of people, and I think there's more than two. But
there's the politically connected class and everyone else.
Right. It creates two classes. Which class do you want to be in? The class that creates the money out of thin air, or the class that has to spend the money that has been created out of thin air?
So
I got a hint for you. You'll never be in the class that creates the money out of thin air.
Take a look at how awful the Federal Reserve System is, and then look at how it's, to some extent, to a very small extent checked by the existence of the other fiat currencies. I mean, you could always, you know, invest your money in other places. You could move money into other currencies and try to kind of hedge your bets there. But ultimately, they're all inflating. So it's never a safe, you know, safe move to have money in fiat currency. But to some extent, they are kind of a check on one another to, a very small extent. Take all that away. Get rid of all of the world's currencies, this, you know, various different currencies around the world, the yen, the, you know, the ruble. The Russian one? Is it ruble?
Ruble.
Ruble. You know, take all these currencies, wash them away, and make one great U.S., one great world currency issued by a world bank. And the people who control that world bank would then control everything. I mean, they would have their... the amount of wealth that they could siphon off for themselves would be just incredible. There would be no other checks on it except for the other things that they can't control, like gold and silver and Bitcoin and these alternative currencies that exist in the market that aren't being issued by any sort of government.
The government's on pretty steadily coming after gold and silver. They want you to report to the buying and selling on 1099s. They have taken the Liberty dollar, which is an alternative currency made out of silver, and arrested them for counterfeiting. Mm-hmm. I mean, this wasn't a counterfeit coin. And they've done all kinds of things to shut down trade in real money. The silver and gold, they've been money for thousands of years. And there's a good reason. And there's a good reason why governments around the world don't want anybody using these things to, do exchange. Now, there's this conspiracy theory out there, and I don't know what I think about it, but I think it's interesting that all the wars that have happened in the last few decades have been the United States going after countries that were choosing to do business in, money other than the dollar. The World Bank does business in dollars largely. The United States dollar is the world's reserve currency. And you can see why this failing empire, because empires rise and empires fall, this failing empire would at all costs defend its position as the world's reserve currency. Every year that it can remain the world's reserve currency, there's a huge benefit to the ruling class in Washington, D.C.
Mm.
Obviously they're going to try to do that. Now, I don't know if that's the case. Maybe we're fed a bunch of lies through the media. Maybe we're not. I don't know. But it's very interesting.
So the good news is that a world currency is highly unlikely, in my opinion, because the people in power around the world aren't going to want to give that up. The various different banks that are issuing these fiat currencies around the world would essentially have their influence taken away by the rise of a world currency. In the same way that there are different groups struggling for the power to control other men around the world, there are groups that are struggling for the power to issue currency, and I doubt they're going to want to just give that up. It'd have to be a real sweet deal for them to walk away for what they've already got. Hour 3 is next. You take control. Free Talk Live.
In every age, a technology is created that upends the foundations of society. The wheel, the printing press, the internet. Now, in a world sliding into financial chaos, a new technology is changing the way monetary systems work around the world. It is called Bitcoin. Bitcoin is a new form of money, controlled not by banks, governments, or corporations, but through mutual commerce between free individuals. To learn more, visit weusecoins.com.
Here on Free Talk Live, we've been pretty excited about the Bitcoin. It's a decentralized, free market digital currency. You can learn more about it at weusecoins.com. But if you already have some Bitcoins and you'd like to spend them, you can spend them at spendbitcoins.com. When you spend Bitcoins on Amazon via spendbitcoins.com, Free Talk Live gets a cut. Or if you're an Australian trying to figure out how to buy Bitcoins, you can buy them with cash at au.spendbitcoins.com. Once again, that's spendbitcoins.com.
The summer specials are on at HHA, Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big at herbalhealer.com. And new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's summer specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Liquid CalMag Vitamin D and Organic Iodine, CoQ10 with Hawthorne, Colon Enhancer, Super 2, Natural Laxative, our exceptional product Tonixin,
Memory Power, and Super Male and Femplex, all on sale for summer at HerbalHealer.com. Also get 10% off on the Herbal Healer Academy Survival Course. Information that might save your life. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy at HerbalHealer.com.